Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. Sorry, Bama fans. Man, I had got to realize the company that brought me down here from Louisville to Birmingham back in 1988 was in Knoxville, Tennessee, and they were the flagship station for the Tennessee Volunteers. And so when we were the flagship station for Alabama football, we'd go back and forth. We hated each other. But we knew that one of us was going to win, so it was good because they had the radio stations in Knoxville. We had the radio stations down here in Birmingham. And obviously, for the last 15, 16 years, Alabama's had the better of that situation. It's been great. We always talk about, you know, when Auburn's good, it's better for college football. When USC is better, it's better for college football. When Tennessee is good, it's good for college football. Unless, of course, they beat your ass. And I said this on Friday, man, you don't want to get a shootout with Tennessee. It's not to say that Alabama couldn't win a shootout. It's like you don't want to get in a shootout because if you're in a shootout with a team, that means they're scoring points. And I thought maybe Alabama's defense would shore it up. They look fantastic against A&M. They gave up 17 points on turnover. So I thought for sure they'd keep that offense in check because defense always wins championships. Well, evidently not anymore. So I give kudos to all you Tennessee fans who have been waiting to smoke a stick for 16 years. Kudos to you. Season's not over. Both teams have lots to play for, so we'll see what happens. The Auburn Tigers, I don't know. And congratulations to my UAB Blazers who got it done this weekend as well. So hope you have a great weekend. And my Bengals beat them New Orleans Saints asses this past week, which is great. Hey, coming up, not this weekend, the following weekend, it's going to be Halloween. Coming up on October 29th, Tony Curry Radio is going to be teaming up with David Merlin, who's a paranormal illusionist. We're going to be live at Work Play. Tommy Williams is going to have the place looking snazzy for Halloween. It's going to be unlike any Halloween party you've ever seen. You've seen lots of parties with drinking and food and dancing and all kinds of stuff. This is going to be a great paranormal illusionist magic show. It's going to be going on. It's going to be fantastic. Wayne Schneider, good morning. Trina Nadler, how are you? Malmud, is that right? Good morning to you. Al Cooper's also watching this morning. Thank you so much for watching. It's going to be a fantastic night. Get your tickets, $25. That's it. $25 ticket. You're going to get some live entertainment. You're going to get David Merlin doing his thing. Elvira is going to be there. This Elvira is like the new, old, new Elvira. She looks fantastic. You're going to love this Elvira. So bring your phones in, take pictures. It's going to be great. It's going to be happening on October 29th at Workplace. Should be a great day. I'm recording shows. Monday is a huge day for us. We have Students of the Game we're going to be doing this morning. We have Dark Side of the Pooch with Dr. Ross, or Dr. Rab Stewart from Rossbridge Animal Hospital. We have Need to Know with Kip Kiefer. He just had a birthday this past week. Happy birthday to Kip. And then, of course, we're also going to be doing Mission Minded with Michael Coleman. Michael, formerly of the Jimmy Hill Mission, now in the Montgomery Food Bank. We have 12 new shows that we're airing all this week. Make sure you download the TKR app. That's TKR on Apple or Tony Curry Radio on Android. Pull up the app. Takes you 5 seconds. It's free. We give you classic rock and roll around the clock outside all of our specialized shows, unique shows. I promise you're going to find something on there you absolutely love. We have a show with Damon Johnson. We have a show with Austin Hanks, with Billy F. Gibbons. Great shows. So check out all those shows. It's going to be a great week of brand new shows and new shows every single week. We don't take a week off. We work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day on the Tony Curry Radio app. Pull up that app. You're doing me a huge favor. And then go to Tony Curry Radio Podcast, Tony Curry Radio Podcast. Search that, and we're on every major indice. It should be fun. So I've been sitting here for like the last 25, 30 minutes trying to figure out what I was going to say about my son today. And I am not going to cry. When you turn 56, you start getting really emotional. Like I was watching a TV commercial about toilet paper last night, and I started shedding a tear. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with me? It just happens. Anyway, so about 18 years ago, my wife at the time and I adopted Santo Cruz Curry from Guatemala. He was 6 months old, and today he has gone from my little man to my big man, and I wanted to wish him a happy 18th birthday. Everyone tells you, and I'm super, super, super proud of all my kids, Xavier, who's of course 15 and my daughter's 10. But Santo, man, he was special. He's your first kid. He was adopted. So there were all kinds of challenges and issues through bonding and everything else. And, as his dad, I feel like I have a purpose in life, being his father. He is the most incredible, son a dad could ever ask for. He's just amazing, man. And I'm sitting there trying to figure out some crazy, thoughtful way of expressing my thoughts for my son, and every parent out there feels the same way. I just can't believe he's 18 years old. Everyone keeps saying, man, enjoy every day because it goes by so fast, and it is so true. It's just an absolute blur. Super smart kid, super loving kid, super compassionate kid. I could not ask for more for my 18-year-old son. I really couldn't, man. I mean, he's like as perfect as it gets for an 18-year-old son. So happy birthday, Santa. Of course, if you listened to me on the radio in the last 20, 25 years, you've heard him on the radio a lot. He loves sports, loves college basketball. We went down and saw the NBA game this past Friday. Love seeing sports with him. You know, my dad and I weren't super close until I moved away. And it was because it was just that generation. My dad worked all night delivering newspapers for 37 years. And, you know, I saw him around dinner time. We spent a couple hours at dinner. We never threw the ball in the backyard. I never did that kind of thing. But I always loved him to death. I just knew it was what he had to do because he was a kind of a third shift guy. And he did that for, again, 37 years. But then towards the end of his life, the last 20 or 25 years, I really, really became super, super close to my dad. Thank goodness, because I needed a lot of tips and I needed a lot of help. And I leaned on his father expertise, if you will, when it came to fathering my own kids. And he was great. I wish I could be half the father my dad was. But we just got really, really close, my dad and I did. So much so that I considered him my best friend. And he was my best man at my wedding. And we went on trips all the time and just had a good time. So I promised myself that when I had children, that I was going to be there for them as much as I possibly could. And because of this wonderful radio career I've had, it's given me a lot of opportunities to spend a lot of time with him. I try not to smother them. And I know I embarrass him because I'm 56 up here, but I'm 26 in here. So for all the times I've embarrassed you and given you a hard time, it's not going to end. I'm going to continue to do it your entire life. But just a great kid. I can't say enough about how much I love him and how proud I am of him. He's 18, so I'm sure he's not on Facebook. But I will tell him this afternoon how much I love him, and I'm just so proud of him. And anyone that knows him, has heard him on the radio, knows what a great kid he is. So I love you, Santa Cruz Curry. Enjoy this special day, and happy birthday to you, my son. You're the man. You are the man. All right. Have a great day. Get that TKR app, and thank you for watching.